Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 11, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. O Jehovah, hear my words, to my thoughts attentive be. Hear my cry, my King, my God, I will make my prayer to thee. And what follows, Psalter 11, the first three stanzas. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Ezekiel 34, the verses 1 through 26. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Ezekiel 34, the first 26 verses. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, A son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel, that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The diseased have ye not strengthened, and neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, Neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered, because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. And my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, and neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. And neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, but ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, but ye must fall the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have followed with your feet. Therefore thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because ye have thrust with side and with shoulder, and pushed all the diseased with your horns, till ye have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. He shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the shower to come down in a season, and there shall be showers of blessing. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Willem Slingeland, who was admitted to the hospital with a stroke, and Mr. and Mrs. Hans and Dineke Jacobsen, who were blessed with the birth of a baby girl. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our most merciful Lord of the heavens and of the earth, the Father of all mercies, the fountain of all good, when we may behold one another's countenance by renewal in this morning hour in thy house of prayer, then thou hast given many reasons to thank thee for thy blessings, which cannot be numbered and which cannot be comprehended, were also in the past week, then thou wast watched over each and every one of us, then thou wast given the beat to our heart, and thou wast given the air to breathe, then we may have a dwelling, thou wast granted food and drink, there was not one amongst us that had to go to bed hungry, Lord. Then we are blessed above most of the inhabitants upon the face of the earth. And then there are such great multitudes that have not thy holy word, that have not heard thy holy law, also the fourth commandment. Then there are such great multitudes that are being deceived for that never-ending eternity. Then for us and our children, then the earth has been full of thy goodness and of thy blessings that we may enjoy, and thou doest it all that men would fear before thee, that the praise would rise out of the dust, Lord. Then each Sabbath morning when we come up together to thy house, then it is so needful to examine each of our hearts, how it has been in the week gone by, how we have risen and come up to thy house. Then we read of the psalmist, out of the depths, O Lord, I have cried unto thee. May that cry arise out of the midst of the congregation, from many souls. The depth of our deep fall, the depth of our corruption, the depth of our sins, the depth of our unthankfulness, but a cry unto thee, the living God. Oh, we read in thy holy word of the disciples, Lord, to whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. May it please thee, O Lord, give us not over to the hardness of the heart. That is the greatest judgment that can come upon a people. May it please thee also for the natural heart that there may yet be some softening. That is a blessing for the time, but it is too short for eternity, because we need a new, a renewed heart, and also that renewed heart that needs to be softened each time by thy Spirit, a virtue, the meritorial work of thy dear Son, our Lord. May it then please thee to bless thy holy word to that end in this hour, that it may be for the coming of thy kingdom. Oh, may the wrestlings be increased to that end, a storming of the throne of grace, because what shall it profit us if we would gain the whole world and lose our never-dying soul? Lord, thou art gathering thy chosen church by word and by spirit. There are still those that must and shall be brought in the fold of the good and great shepherd. Ah, we humbly ask thee, may thou do it in this morning among young and old, that little lambs may be born, desiring the sincere word, milk of thy word. But wilt thou also grant the further exercises, because lambs, they may not remain lambs, but they must grow to become sheep. The exhortation in thy holy word, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, our Lord, wonder-doing God. Wilt thou work mightily and lovingly with thy Spirit in the hearts of young and old? Do uncover us, teach us our sinnership. Oh, teach us that we can never save ourselves. Teach that there is only one name under heaven whereby we must be saved, and that is the precious name of Jesus. Ah, for a people that has become worked out and that have learned that they are a great sinner still and that they cannot appear before thee. Lord, we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth unto thee, the established churches. Wilt thou remember the persecuted church? Remember the Jewish people, remember mission work, also our mission field. Remember thy servants and the team. Remember the church worker and his wife with her children, who hope to return to the mission field. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies and make them a rich blessing? Lord, it has pleased thee in the past week to bless a father and mother for the fourth time in their married life with the birth of a little child, a little daughter. Ah, wilt thou grant unto those parents a soft heart indeed to be given to sprinkle their little ones with their tears in the way of bewonderment? The psalmist of old has declared, I will praise thee, where I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well, Lord. May she be a little daughter of many prayers. May she be a little daughter won for thee, for thy glory. Remember the parents. whether increased blessing, but also increased responsibility. To that end, we commend unto thee the grandparents, also for them another blessing, but a greater responsibility. We commend unto thee the mothers with the unborn, and Lord, do remember the barren ones amongst us well thou uphold, and grant them a place at thy footstool. Remember the sick and afflicted, a father who was admitted to the hospital with great concerns. Hitherto thou wast watched over him. We humbly ask thee, wilt thou grant what unto the physicians what is necessary, that the means may be blessed, and that in due time, together with his wife, he may yet return to his dwelling. Ah, Lord, may it please thee on this Sabbath day to grant a visit from heaven, then it would also be good in the hospital. Remember all under the physician's care. Remember the sick, the ailing relatives. We commend them all unto thee. Remember all our elderly ones in the evening of their life. O Lord, above all things, do save their never dying souls, where eternity cannot be so far away. It is approaching each day. Lord, remember all the mourning ones, widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery, where those places remain so empty. Ah, may the empty places be filled with thy comfort, with thy help, and with thy strength. We commend unto thee the handicapped ones, the crosses and the burdens. Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy help. Ah, do open thy precious testimony. Send help from the sanctuary and strengthen out of Zion. Oh, in this morning hour may it be granted that there may be milk for the little lambs, a meat for the sheep that have been led further, and a heart full of love for the unconverted. Ah, may they be aroused to such a jealousy that they may be given to fall on their knees and given to beg of thee, that they may receive a place in the sheepfold. Oh, show them the vanity and the emptiness of this world. Oh, it is true. It is written in thy word, thou wast granted many good things, that we may come through the time, but it shall never give the true satisfaction, and we cannot appear with thee. Oh, with all thy gifts, our responsibility only becomes the greater. Lord, wilt thou so dwell richly amongst us with an impression undeserved, forfeited, unworthy. Ah, Lord, may there have yet come up a few unworthy souls to thy house, and yet with a beggar's prayer, ah, Lord, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Ah, Lord, may there yet be a little crumb for me that may fall from the master's table, that I may be given to believe, to be given to trust, and given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. Ah, Lord, thou wast promised for the hungry and the thirsty ones, that they shall be satisfied with the fatness of thy house. Ah, feed then thy people with that heavenly manna and with those everlasting waters. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 54, the stanzas 1 through 4. My faithful shepherd is the Lord, as supplying all my needs. In pastures green he makes me rest, by quiet waters leads, and what follows. The special extra collection of days for the school to help with the shortfall of the past year. The Lord bless you and your gifts. Psalter 54, the first 4 stanzas. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 23, the second verse, the first part. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Our text words speak of the shepherd making his sheep lie down, with four thoughts in the first place, the need of trusting in the shepherd. Secondly, the obstacles removed by the shepherd. Thirdly, the pastures led to by the shepherd. And fourthly, the rest experienced through the shepherd. The shepherd making his sheep lie down. The need of trusting in the shepherd. The obstacles removed by the shepherd. The pastures led to by the shepherd, and the rest experienced through the shepherd. Thus first, the need of trusting in the shepherd in connection with the last point of last week, the exercising of that confession. Beloved congregation, by renewal we may be given to consider the shepherd and the sheep, and then the all-important question is whether by the grace of God, by the work of the Holy Spirit, of virtue, the meritorial work of Jesus Christ as the way back to the Father, whether we have now become a sheep, a little lamb of that good, that great, and the chief shepherd. The door is still open, congregation. The shepherd still invites. And we never read of one that has come with their sins, with their needs. It is true, their faith has been tried. Think of the Canaanitish woman in Matthew 15, but never one has been sent away. And what a blessing, what a privilege to even become the smallest lamb of in the sheepfold of the great shepherd. Have we thought about it in the past week, congregation? Have we laid it before the Lord? Have there been those that were given to think what a terrible thing it is to be a goat? The devil, our master, on that broad way to hell. Have you cried? Have you begged? Have you used the means of grace? Are there those souls for whom that has become the question? Cannot deny what the Lord has done. The first part of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. That speaks of a relationship. That makes the separation between an historical, temporal, and that true saving faith. It is true, there can be convictions, can be feelings and emotions, much understanding with our mind, but that does not work that true love, that sincerity, and that desire for the shepherd can be that we desire the shepherd for our temporal needs, that the Lord may help, that the Lord may provide. But in John 10, it is stressed, and that separates the precious from the vile. How a poor sinner may be saved through the meritorial work of the Good Shepherd giving his life for the sheep. In our text words, it begins with He. That follows upon the confession of my. And in the verses 2 and 3, then we read that word He four times. Then the verses 2 through 6, they are a further explanation of the last part of the first verse, I shall not want. And that expression that implies specifically two different matters. In the first place, that I am cared for and provided for. And to that end, what is necessary, that by the precious work of the Holy Spirit, that we learn to know the Lord, to know the Shepherd, and that is the fruit of grace. Then we are given to forsake the world and our self-righteousness, what a struggle it can be, but then on account of that love, we shall follow the Lord. In the second place, because the true lambs and the true sheep, and they can honestly testify before the Lord, although there is much amiss, and the world can draw so much, that they can testify before an all-knowing God, oh, it is true. Those gifts are so precious, and what a privilege it is when those lambs and sheep, they may receive a soft heart under all His gifts, and when the gifts bring closer to His word, and that they are given to seek that blessed communion, that is the life of the lamb and of the sheep. And when that may be experienced, they may be given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. I shall not want. That includes a contemplation and a reflection upon whom the Lord is. Do we not read in Psalm 121 verse 4 that He is the faithful keeper Israel that slumbers and sleepeth not? The shepherd of Israel, He careth and He watches for His flock by day and by night. Then in the fourth place, that includes, it is true, those little lambs, they can have so many questions, so many riddles. They feel so outside, although they cannot deny that they find their life in God's Word. And there can be times that they feel themselves so black that they do not even dare place themselves among that flock. But it is their desire, oh, to secretly, with ears to listen how the Lord converts His people and whether it is possible for them. Then in the fifth place, then those lambs and sheep I shall not want, based upon reflections of the past, where we read in Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. Think of the shepherd David when he has come on the battlefield with that mocking Philistine Goliath. Then he was given to testify before Saul that the Lord has delivered him from the lion and from the bear, and that the Lord would also deliver from that mocking Goliath. And what a privilege it is, with all the cares and with all the wants, with the impossibilities given, to reflect whom the Lord has been in the past. Do we not read in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 10, who hath delivered us from such a great death, and doth deliver and trust that he will yet deliver. In the sixth place, I shall not want, given to reflect upon all the attributes of the Lord, that he has everything in his hand. In the seventh place, that is such a blessing and such a privilege, when the great shepherd may show to his sheep the price that he has paid to purchase them, and that is the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, as he has done to the disciples in the evening of the resurrection, and to Thomas 8 days later. And in the eighth place, to be given to plead, that is a work of faith, which is granted to his child by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. Psalm 119 verse 49, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. But now that expression, that word, I shall not want, that has another meaning, and that is a very comprehensive meaning, because in that word there is included not to be discontented, but to be contented with our lot. That does not mean we must be a stoic without feeling. Does not mean we may not use the means that we may be delivered. Does not mean that we are not called to pray. Also in the context of the third petition, but when the sheep, when the lamb, because those little lambs, when it is so tender, and they are given to see that everything is in the hand of the Lord, no, then even those little lambs, they do not need an insurance policy, but they may be given to see that the Lord is so great. Oh, it is true, they can be assaulted, and that there is a voice, but you are not a little lamb, so that special care. Nevertheless, they are given to entrust everything into the hand of the Lord. I shall not want. Therein is proclaimed Lord's Day number 10, to be thankful in prosperity, patient in adversity, and in all future things, to trust in the Lord. We read in 1 Timothy 6, verse 6, godliness with contentment, that is great gain, to be given, simply to lay everything before the Lord. And what a grace it is to pray with anger. In Proverbs 30, the verses 7, 8, and 9, food convenient, not riches, not poverty, not deny thee, unless I steal. Thus when the psalmist is given to say, David, I shall not want, an impression of our unworthiness, of our sins, what we deserve. In the second place, a praying life. In the third place, a thankful life. In the fourth place, a dependent life. In the fifth place, not despising the day of small things. And in the sixth place, a soft heart. I shall not want, of course, does not mean that the lambs and the sheep must be content with all the corruption within and with their sins, and when they fall into temptation, no, when it is right, and the more knowledge they may receive of the shepherd, the closer they may be with the shepherd, the more they shall be grieved concerning those things that they bear so little the image of the shepherd. Then it does not mean that those lambs, that they should be content and that they should say, I shall not want, satisfied of being a lamb. But it is so necessary for the lambs into sheep. Peter has exhorted the church in 2 Peter 3 verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Christ. Oh, then the flock, they should not be so content when that flock remains so small. When so few lambs are born, then there should be a crying unto the Lord. Thus first, the need of trusting in the shepherd. And what does the flock now learn? That of themselves, they can with their mind a reformed confession, and it is easy to have that confession when everything goes smoothly, when the Lord blesses us. Should be a wonder when we consider what we deserve. But now when the Lord sends afflictions, trials, and adversity, and then to be given to trust, we read in John 15, verse 5, without me ye can do nothing. Philippians 4, verse 13, but I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengtheneth me. The church learns, so dependent upon the work of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, the obstacles removed by the shepherd, because we read in our text, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Must not understand it, boys and girls, that the shepherd takes his lambs and sheep and that he pushes them down. It's not what the psalmist means. But the psalmist is declaring that in the presence of the shepherd, that the sheep, that they are privileged to lie down. There's a great joy for a shepherd when he may behold his flock, and that there may be times that they are all lying sweetly down, the little ones and the bigger ones. And now shepherds tell us that there have to be four matters for a sheep to lie down, and otherwise they are restless, full of fear, each time getting up. And now those four matters are, in the first place, that there is no fear of predators. When sheep, when they hear the howl of the wolf, then they are fearful, then they are afraid to lie down. Even when there is suspicion in the life of a sheep, they are so restless. And now the true lambs and the true sheep, what a fears there can be. Then in the first place, that hellish wolf, the devil, who rejoices when he may pester, when he may assault and even mock a sheep, and many times come with accusations that are the truth. Oh, how restless the flock becomes. Have we learned it, congregation? Those fears when the Lord works. You have a deaf sheep, boys and girls. Then they do not hear anything. The howl, The wolf can howl as loud as he wants, but they shall not hear. Maybe then the sheep shall lie down. Even with the wolf approaching, ready to pounce upon the sheep, but with a sheep that has ears, a sheep that is given to see, when the Lord works with the Spirit, oh, how restless then we can become. Oh, there are times that they may be given to rest, that they may be given to believe, that they must believe, that they are even a little lamb, and that without the will of the Heavenly Father, not one hair can fall from their head. Those are special times. Then they have nothing to fear, but by the uncovering work of the Holy Spirit, when God becomes real, when our sins become real, then we become a mourner in Zion. Then we learn to weep because of our sins and of that separation of our lost condition. Oh, what a fear of death. Then, people, we do not become 100 years old, but then we are exercised with death. Then there are times that we cannot understand how that our neighbor, our family, can live so easily, how they come so easy home from church when they may hear the word of God. Then that people with the fears of eternity, because without being a lamb, without being a sheep, their sins need to be pardoned. Then there is something else that needs to be gone or absent for a sheep to lie down, and that is insects. When we consider wildlife and also sheep, cattle, in the summer months, how they can be bothered with insects, tell us even sometimes sheep, they start running on a stampede through the brushes, trying to rid themselves of insects where those insects can lay eggs. The consequences can be fatal. How annoying they can be, that they have no rest, that they do not lie down. And also, what a daily cares, what a trials, what a perplexities, sometimes only seemingly little things, and how restless those sheep become. There's a blessing when it may bring the flock on their knees to lay it all before the Lord. Oh, for those sheep, sometime when you see sheep with all the insects, then it can even seem that they nearly lose their minds, so it can be in the life of the flock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus first, no predators. Secondly, no insects. And thirdly, no bullying. Also in the animal world, there's many times an order. With chickens, they call it pecking order. With animals, sometimes horning order. And then many times among the sheep, that there is one that wants to be the boss. Not so strange for us. And they even tell us, sometimes such a bossy sheep, he goes through the flock, even when some are lying down, and then with their big eyes, maybe stamping with their feet, they look at other sheep, implying that he must get up or else. Thus, when that is present, then there is much unrest among the flock of a shepherd, and then we do not all see him lying down. But that is not only in the animal world. It's also among the children of men. young and old, boys and girls. We call it bullying. When one, maybe especially boys or girls, do I think too good of you. With your feminine gifts should be more gentleness, but also among children, among students, one trying to elevate himself at the expense of the other, and what an agony, what a hurt that causes. Also among children, those children are never happy, even among the sheep. Then the ones at the lower end, they receive more care and compassion from the shepherd. But now we are speaking about the flock, the church. Is that also present? Oh, that awful pride. We think of the disciples. Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, such glorious things. The disciples at the bottom, at least nine. Father has come to him with his afflicted boy. And what were the disciples busy with? Who was the greatest? Who was the most? Even read of that matter before Christ went to the cross with the institution of the Lord's Supper, and in the congregation of Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 1, the verses 10 and 12, there was a party spirit. The one was of Cephas, another of Apollos, another Peter, another of Christ, but it was in the way of pride. And when that is evident, when the great shepherd of the church, when he does not have the preeminence, the chief shepherd, and when there is like in the flock, that one wants to be the top in the way of pride, then there is much unrest. And now what is now necessary concerning those things? That those sheep, because predators shall remain, and insects there shall always be, and that bullying, being the boss, that pride, an old father has said pride was the first sin in paradise, and for the true sheep of Jesus Christ, the last sin laid in the grave. But now we read in our text, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Thus David, the psalmist, is given to say, with all those difficulties, when the shepherd may now be in the midst, then the wolf, he shall stay at the distance. And concerning insects, further described, in verse 5, what the shepherd does for his flock, and concerning the bossy sheep, when the shepherd is present and given to look at the shepherd, then he remains a little calm. And sometime what does the shepherd do with such a sheep? Then he disciplines such a sheep, and then he afflicts them with chastisement, that a sheep may become more humble and more small, even the smallest one. But now there is another matter that shepherds tell us that need to be present for a flock to sweetly lie down, and that is that they need to be fed. And that is our third thought, the pastures led to by the shepherd. We shall first sing Psalter 419, the stanzas 4 and 5. From stores on high, thy streams flow over the hard and arid land. The fields are sown with corn and clover, provided by thy hand. And what follows? Psalter 419, the stanzas 4 and 5.
Thank you.
The shepherd making the sheep lie down. The need of trusting in the shepherd. The obstacles removed by the shepherd. And now thirdly, the pastures led to by the shepherd. 'Tis implied in this solemn that in the springtime that the shepherd has kept the sheep in the lowlands, and later in the season that it would be taken to higher grounds in the mountains. Then our text word in the first place does not speak, although they are included, the little lambs. They are given to drink their mother's milk, have to learn to bend their knees, how they are filled, how they grow. It is so natural when the mother may be there, and so it is also so often with the little lambs in the fold. When the Lord begins, then how oftentimes each time when they come up to God's house, or let's say, many Sabbath days the Lord is free, that they are given to hear something, judgment further uncovering, but also a little hope, a little comfort. Think of Ruth in Ruth 2, when she is gleaned on the fields of Boaz. Of course, for those little lambs to grow and flourish, then our boys and girls can understand that the mother sheep needs green pastures. When we read, "He maketh me lie down in green pastures," to be fed in those pastures, then we are not speaking. Sometimes farmers, they have a special pen that is called the sick pen. That's where their sick animals are placed because they need special treatment, maybe special food. Sometimes there are sheep in that pen that have no appetite. We live in a day that it seems that in the church that sick pen is too full. People of God, how is it with that spiritual appetite? All for those little lambs. So we read in Peter, the sincere milk of the word, what a hunger and what a thirst. But alas, for those sheep, so little appetite, so little busy with the things of the Lord. And then those sheep, they become very lean. Of course, can also be the concern of a shepherd when a lamb remains a lamb and when they do not grow. How is it, people of God? But now the shepherd is speaking of a sheep that have a good appetite. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Those are pastures which the shepherd has purchased with his blood. Those are pastures which the shepherd takes great care of. Those are pastures that the shepherd leads his sheep to those pastures that they may feed on the same. It is a great concern of a natural shepherd that there may be good pastures for the sheep. It is true, many sheep are raised in very dry countries, and then the shepherd is called upon to move the sheep from one place to the other. Think of the sons of Jacob. But there are also shepherds that have different pastures, that take great care of those pastures. And then it is the shepherd's wisdom to move them from one pasture to the next, not to give so much, because maybe not as much as with cows, but when you put cows in a new pasture, then they step upon more than they eat, and so it can also be with sheep. Have we ever learned to be such a sheep? How is it with our Bible reading? Then I think you know what I mean. Oh, then we all have to say with our Bible reading, Lord, I am now such a sheep. I read it. What do I understand? What enters into my heart? What bears fruit? Then how necessary, when we open the Holy Scriptures, that we are given to ask the Lord, Lord, wilt thou open the Scriptures, and wilt thou open my heart? In the next place, they tell us that if a shepherd leaves his sheep on a pasture too long, those sheep the Lord has made in such a way that they can still eat some grass, where it would be difficult for a cow to eat, that they overgraze. What instruction can we learn from a sheep? We must not misunderstand it, because in the Word of God there is such a riches. It is such a gold mine, we can never dig too deep. But the instruction that it has for us and our children, also for the true sheep, when the Lord may bless a certain text, a certain portion, that we are given to remain with that portion, and that we do not consider the other pastures, because the Lord, to say it reverently, he has given the pasture of the Scriptures, 66 books and 1,189 chapters, and then for a sheep to prosper, and then it is so necessary that they are led from Scripture to Scripture. Then further, they tell us, when you have a fenced off pasture where there are sheep, and where the shepherd in his wisdom has placed them and still left them in that pasture, that oftentimes there are some sheep that stand by the fence, looking through the fence, desiring another pasture, while the shepherd has given that particular pasture to them, and the shepherd in his wisdom has still left them in that pasture. That is also instruction, important instruction for us and our children. We must all remember where the Lord in a special providence has placed us, in the church, in a certain congregation. And now with all the technology, all the means, not wrong, of course, but we must always remember when there is a service in the congregation and when there are lawful reasons that we are called to stay home, maybe with the little ones, that we always listen along to the congregation where the Lord has placed us. It's not mean that there cannot be exceptional circumstances. Let's say a father and mother, a son or daughter that is dwelling in another congregation doing confession of faith. But under ordinary circumstances, because otherwise there shall be much dissatisfaction and much confusion. Thus much he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I have read of a shepherd that he had a very good mother sheep. Each year, twins or triplets, and those lambs grew very fast. But that mother sheep had one difficulty. She always wanted something new. She was a fence pacer and looking for a hole that she may go to the neighbor's pasture. And many times she found to crawl under the fence was by the sea, low tide. But it was not only that mother sheep, but you can understand that her lambs have followed her. Thus, what an instruction for fathers and mothers also concerning church life. And not only the lambs, but even other sheep have followed her. And then each time, although that other pasture was worse than the pasture where the shepherd has placed her, other sheep have followed her. And then each time, what a work the shepherd had to gather those sheep and place them back in that given pasture. And finally, that mother sheep caused so much confusion in the flock that finally the shepherd, it was painful, but what do you think that shepherd has done, boys and girls? Then in the fall, he has taken his butcher knife and butchered that good sheep for the welfare of the flock. Thus let us remember, with all the technology, with all the listening, many times it causes very much confusion. Must remember, we're in the Lord's providence. The Lord has placed us. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. What are now those green pastures? Then in the first place, that is the holy word of God. Those are the pastures that the Spirit uses to feed his children. Then in the second place, those pastures, they are the sacraments, holy baptism and the Holy Supper, as signs and seals of the covenant, to confirm that covenant. In the third place, what a pasture it is at the throne of grace, the Lord's footstool, where the sheep may come with all their blessings, their needs, their desires, and their sins. Think of that God-fearing Hannah, oh, so clearly, that she was a sheep of the Good Shepherd, where she was given to pour out her heart, and where she received an answer, and such a peace has come down. What a precious pasture that was. Then in the fourth place, then the green pastures for the church, for the flock, that is the house of the Lord. When we read the Psalms, how often the psalmist has exclaimed, Psalm 26 verse 8, I love the habitation of thy house, the place where thy honor dwelleth. Psalm 27 verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to inquire of the Lord and to behold his beauty. Do we not read in Psalm 84 verse 10, rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. Oh, the true sheep, the little lambs, then oftentimes they shall find it. Then the Lord grants unto his people. Is it not the pastures which the Lord grants unto his sheep, where the shepherd, in his great wisdom and in his great goodness, has set one day apart? Then we may speak of meditation upon what we have heard. Oh, the green pastures. Then we may speak, we must speak, of the work of a triune God, the providence of the Father, the electing love of the Father, the redemption of Christ. Oh, what a pastures for the sheep, when they may be given to eat, to say it reverently, concerning the five names in which the mediator must be known. In the first place, in his names. In the second place, his natures. In the third place, his offices. And in the fourth place, his states. And in the fifth place, his benefits. Those are the pastures which the Lord granteth unto his people. And now for the sheep. When they are led in those green pastures, we have mentioned already that those sheep, not in the sick pen, no appetite, but now those sheep in the first place, they need to be alive. Those boys and girls dead sheep, they are not hungry. Then in the second place, they need to be awake. The third place, with an appetite. In the fourth place, given to follow and to trust the shepherd in the in the pastures that he has given them. Oh, the care, the concern of the shepherd for the sheep. And how they tell us, when those sheep, when they may eat, when they may be fed, and also with the absence of predators, insects, and a bossy sheep, then those sheep, they may lie down in those green pastures, happy, satisfied, rejoicing, a faint resemblance of the true and living sheep of the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we not read in Psalm 36 verse 8 that they shall be satisfied with the fatness of thy house? And in Psalm 107 verse 9, for he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with his goodness. Young and old, what is our life? What are our desires? What gives us the most joy and satisfaction? Is it only, then I shall not speak of sinful and wrong things, speaking of lawful things, but is that our all, given to feed, given to enjoy the good, the precious things of the time which we may enjoy, but is that our all? Then tell me, how shall it be at the end? What shall you do with your sins when you appear before your judge? And let us remember that all the good things of the time, family circle, what a blessing, when love may abound, our possessions, occupation, seen a few weeks ago with the hailstorm, how quickly it can be taken away, but it is only for the time, and it shall never fail, has been said by an old minister, a round world can never fully fill a triangular heart that is only in the service of the Lord. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Ah, the Lord grants unto his people those Elims, where they may be given to rejoice, where they may be given to rest, where they may be given to praise. And now concerning the sheep, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And then we have something to think about. When the flock, when the sheep are lying down in green pastures after they have eaten, what do they do? What are they busy with? Something for the families to talk about. Also much instruction. Concerning the true sheep, when they may be fed, when they may be satisfied, they may say with Psalm 79, verse 13, as so we the people and sheep of thy pasture. Also the question, may the Lord use it for the unconverted to arouse to a holy jealousy. So we the people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of the precious portion of the lambs and the sheep of the Good Shepherd. May the flock be increased. Work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Spirit. Wilt thou remember thy flock? Oh, it is the work of the Spirit to grant that hungering and thirsting after righteousness, to lead them to those green pastures and to give them rest, because it is written in thy word, there remaineth a rest for the people of God. Lord, wilt thou graciously watch over us this Lord's day? Protect us over the unsafe roads. Return the congregation in this evening hour. Wilt thou help the consistory? Help and remember the brother elder. Remember when we hope to speak in a sister congregation. Wilt thou keep us from sin and temptation? Forgive us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 151, the stanzas 2 and 5. What time I am afraid, I put my trust in Thee. In God I rest and praise, His words are rich and free, and what follows. Consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. There will be a midweek service this coming Wednesday evening, August the 10th at 7:30 p.m. Psalter 151, the stanzas 2 and 5. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.